This is the final chapter of Len Bertain's book, How to Win the War on Waste in 90 Days, Chapter 12, The 7 Things You Need to Do, and finally, How to Win the War on Waste in 90 Days. The 7 things listed below are items that you need to do to make the war on waste work successfully. Step 1, begin the 6 steps of the war on waste defined earlier. Of course, that is what this whole process is about. Start it up, stand back, provide executive support to the project's teams, push them to explain their idea and help them get it done. This is really a fun process. Step 2. Use the tools of the war on waste. Tools of the war on waste were explained throughout the book. Chapters 7, 8, and 9 describe a number of tools that we use extensively as we deliver the war on waste. Executives should familiarize themselves with these tools. When you know them, you can help employees make progress without needing outside help. The tools have been tested. They work. Try them out. You might enjoy the fun that they bring to you and your team. Thing 3, check in often with each team personally. Do this before they do their presentations. You need time to digest their suggestion and maybe even to think of things to make their project work better and more cost effectively. The input that you have will probably help them think through lower cost solutions, not because you are cheap, because you have a handle on the big picture. Thing to do 4, push the teams. People who have done the war on waste with my remote support have said that they didn't push the teams hard enough to get their projects ready for the presentation day. I do that by habit. I know when the presentation is going to be, and I make a special note, mental note, of the progress of each team. I push where necessary. This is not a minor issue. So don't treat it that way. You want the teams to feel a sense of urgency. Things to do 5. Integrate your mission statement. You want to follow the guide defined in the process. Each idea needs to be weighed against the mission statement. Each team needs to measure the relevance of the idea to the mission statement and its value in improving know-how or tribal knowledge. This is not a big deal, but it elevates the mission statement into an active role in decision-making. Things you need to do 6. Integrate 567 thinking into your daily routine. We absolutely believe that the 567 rule is an important tool to be used in key management decisions. Understand that I wrote a book about it earlier and take it seriously. It is a tool of management that helps keep decision-making very focused on both speed and action. Things you need to do 7. Set up the TKC. As I noted earlier, I don't care what you call it, but set up a center where ideas can be collected. The concepts that are described in Chapter 9 may help you set it up. Just do it, and make sure you pay attention to the ideas going into it each month. They tell you a lot about your company and about the efficacy of your strategy. In addition to this book, I have other offerings that might help you succeed in your effort to win the war on waste. Consulting. I have a consulting business that does complete war on waste projects and helps with your business in general. I can be reached at the number noted at the bottom of this page. The email is len@bertain.com and the cell number is 510-520-8011. Coaching. I do personal coaching to executives, either one-on-one or with many of my coaching webinars. EWOW. I expect to have EWOW in operation by July of 2015. Between now and then, we will be working on alpha and beta versions of it and an initial rollout to smaller companies that have worked with us over the past. It will be an internet program to help you with your War on Waste program. It will allow 4 to 6 employees form a team to work on a War on Waste project. It will provide inline tutorials to help teams through each of the steps of the program. When the idea is completed, presented to management, it will be approved online. The implementation progress and results will be tracked, and they will be reported to key managers. The results will be tracked for a year. Books. I have published 4 books about the War on Waste. You can buy all 4 on Amazon or on Kindle. Of course, there is this book. There are also The War on Waste Paradox, War on Waste Innovation, and The Tribal Knowledge Paradigm. Summaries of these books can be seen in my website, www.lenbertainsbooks.com. I hope you find this book of value, but I still have one more task to do, and that is to show you the timeline of how you win the War on Waste in 90 days. That is in the last chapter, which I will include here. Summary, chapter of how to win the War on Waste in 90 days. Basically, this is how to win the War on Waste in 90 days, the timeline. Having read the book, you can now ask me again, how do I win the War on Waste in 90 days? First of all, you sign up with me, or you could do your own consulting phone support for me, or you could just do it, and if you get in trouble, call me. It really is pretty easy to get started. So once you get started, here is the countdown. Calendar day 1. Just get started on an 8-week program, 4 days per week. Class 1 day. During these 16 work days, each team goes through the War on Waste's 6 steps. It isn't a lot of time, but it is enough time. It isn't about getting precise. It is totally about getting the idea into play. Day 29, presentations to management. Class day 17. All participating employees make their presentations to the CEO or local managing director. Days 30 to 52. Implement the War on Waste projects. Class days 18 to 31. All teams are now working on their projects by following the implementation plan that was defined in the presentation. The trainer may use class time to enhance a point here and there, but the goal here is really focused, get the project done. Day 53. Present status of the project to the CEO. Class day 32, last day of class. Each team needs to let the CEO know where they are in implementing their project. They may or may not need more time, and the CEO needs to decide how this will be achieved. If the project was approved earlier, it is worth getting done. Calendar day 57. Ideas submitted to the EWOW or TKC. The company needs to track each idea through completion of 1 year of metrics. The metrics will tell the company whether the idea achieved the value it projected as annual waste. A company could set up its own tribal council or a name of their own, or we will allow the company to enter its data into the EWOW program effective next year. Days 58 to 90. Review posted results weekly. The CEO and key executives need to pay attention to ideas as they flow into the TKC. This is not a one-time activity. It is ongoing. Employees need to be encouraged to put their ideas into play after the war on waste. Days 58 to 90. All projects have been completed. All participating employees have completed the implementation projects within the 90 days. Results are being monitored, and success is being measured in the results that are posted for all to see. Once the ideas are implemented, team members can now look for other ideas to implement. Day 58, calendar days 58 and following. New ideas are looked for, but now the employees are looking for what we call the big ideas. Those are the ideas with at least 100-to-1 ROI. We usually find one of these in 1 out of 6 ideas in the phase zero of this program. These are the big ideas. We don't emphasize it because it turns out that it's just the nature of human beings. The 1 in 6 ideas involves about 30 people, and one of those people is a big system thinker, about 3% of the population. People tell me that's about right, but once employees have been through the war on waste, they have an improved eye, as noted in Chapter 3. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is how you win the war on waste in 90 days. Thank you very much. And if you want to find more about the War on Waste, go to thewaronwasteacademy.com. That's waronwasteacademy.com or www.linbertainsbooks.com. Thank you. And look forward to seeing you or hearing from you soon. Thank you.